evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's the 11/5/2021. And I tell you, I read part of this last week, but I'm going to read it again because it's on my mind. On my mind, and the Lord Jesus has told me to go back and look at this because he gave the revelations. Lord Jesus gave the revelations to John of Patmos. Chapter 13, and I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things, and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth and blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And the power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. You see, the war of the saints, he's going to make war with the saints, all right? And to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. You see, if your name ain't written in the book of life, all right, then you're going to, in a sense, be worshiping, not in a sense, it says it right here. Let me read it again. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man hath an ear, let him hear. And you see, then in Revelation 13, we get to my main point, which is where I entered into this tonight again. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword, and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast. And the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. If you don't worship the image of the beast, they're going to kill you. All right? And Brother Quayle, on his website, you could sign up for it. It's Quayle 2.0 Briefings and private briefings and stuff that Steve does. One of the titles of the ones today is that the guillotines are already in place. Food for thought. For the Quails documented that over the years a number of times. So here we go. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. You see, you could have him on TV as speaking, you know, as a big brother, you know, or something like that. But basically, Lucifer is going to overlay at some point the Antichrist, you know, and that's going to be, in my belief, what it's going to be. And he causeth all. Now listen up. Here we go. He causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. The mark. Can't buy, sell, trade, do anything. Go get groceries. Can't take your kids to the store, to the mall, to the gym. San Francisco, New York. You see, this is what we're doing and what's going on. And here, let's just look how this dovetails right in. Brother Quayle, stevequayle.com. And incidentally, go up there and buy Steve's, either get the Vimeo for Mega Drought or order up the brand new DVDs, because you're going to find it very interesting. But it's stevequayle.com, and you go up and you look, and you see something right here. You see an article about MITRE. About MITRE. And MITRE is, just get this article up here. All right, here we go. Yes. Cloak and Dagger military intelligence outfit at the center of U.S. digital vaccine passport push. Jeremy Lofredo, Max Blumenthal, October 26, 2021, of the Gray Zone article. This is their article. And it says here that they're described as the most important organization you've never heard of. MITRE, M-I-T-R-E, rakes in massive security state contracts to pioneer invasive spy tech. Now it's at the heart of a campaign to implement digital vaccine passports. And it says, while vaccine passports have been marketed as a boon to public health, you know, promising safety, privacy, convenience for those who have been vaccinated against the COVID-19, which has a death rate of less than 1%. The pivotal role of the shadow military intelligence organization is playing in the push to implement the system in digital form and has raised serious civil liberties concerns. Okay? Known as MITRE, the organization is a non-profit corporation led almost entirely by military intelligence professionals and sustained by sizable contracts with the Department of Defense, FBI, and national security sector. And the effort to expand the QR code vaccine passports beyond states like California and New York now revolves around a public-private partnership known as the Vaccine Credential Initiative, and that the VCI has reserved an instrumental role in its coalition for MITRE. So military intelligence, okay, described by Forbes as a cloak and dagger research development shop that is the most important organization you've never heard of. MITRE has developed some of the most invasive surveillance technology in use by U.S. spy agencies today. Among its most novel products, listen up, anybody who's on the social media sites. Listen up. Among its most novel products is a system built for the FBI, which captures individuals' fingerprints from images posted on social media sites. Get off of the Meta, the Facebooks, the Twitter bird. Get off of it. MITRE's own COVID-19 umbrella coalition includes InQtel, which is the venture capital arm of the Central Intelligence Agency, the old off-the-shelf corporations, and Palantir, a scandal-stained private spying firm. Now, I'm reading from the article here, just so that you know. Elizabeth Renieris, the founding director of Notre Dame and IBM's Technology Ethics Lab, she has warned that as a dominant technology and surveillance companies like MITRE pursue new revenue streams in healthcare and financial services, privately owned and operated ID systems with profit maximizing business models threaten the privacy security and other fundamental rights of individuals and communities. Let me read that again. Elizabeth Renieris, the founding director of Notre Dame and IBM's Technology Ethics Lab, has warned that as dominant technology and surveillance companies like MITRE pursue new revenue streams in healthcare and financial services, privately owned and operated ID systems with profit maximizing business models threaten the privacy, security, and other fundamental rights of individuals and communities. She says that indeed the involvement of the military intelligence apparatus in the development of a digital vaccine passport is yet another indication that behind the guise of public health concerns, the U.S. surveillance state could be due to enhance its control over an increasingly restive population. That means you're restive. You're not resisting. You're just restive. Now, let's see who runs that now. The portrait of MITRE leadership. Oh, well, they're all in military uniforms, whether they're currently in that guise or role themselves right now, they were. Here's the portrait, and you can go to this, it's thegrayzone.com, 10/26/2021, Cloak and Dagger Military Intelligence, Digital Vaccine Passport, the Gray Zone. And here are the people who are the leadership. Well, let's see. I wonder who they are, okay? I see admirals and generals here, basically. And here we go. So, Robert Kaler at the top right. William E. Gortney, top center. Robert Brendan, top left. Jan Elizabeth Teague, bottom left. Yes, she's in a nice Navy uniform, an admiral. Edmund Peter Glambastiani III, bottom center. And John Francis Campbell, bottom right. So let me tell you what. These people are involved with the Vaccine Credential Initiative. These military intelligence people, and I don't know personally these particular six, but there are six of them, so six, six, and six. Who knows? Maybe these, in some people's opinions, might be those operating on behalf of Lucifer the Lightbringer. Yes, the beast. Because they're bringing you the mark of the beast, as detailed in the first installment of the series, the tech oligarchs like Bill Gates and global capitalist policy hubs, such as the World Economic Forum, have advanced digital ID and electronic currency systems across the global South in order to harvest data and profits from populations that were previously out of reach. The advent of vaccine passports providing access to employment and public life. In other words, you don't get to work, you don't get to go anywhere, you don't get to travel unless you've got their mark of the beast, all right? And has become the key for accelerating their agenda in the West. The financial consulting firm, IT Novarica, declared in September that digital COVID-19 vaccine passports expand the case for digital IDs beyond COVID-19 vaccination. They want to turn you into the QR. All right? As vaccine passports exclude millions across the West, sparking furious protests and walkout strikes, the World Economic Forum is working with its partners to implement the digital form. Oh, yes. Led by German economist Klaus Schwab. Heil Schwab! Yeah, oh yeah. Who says he's leading a fourth industrial revolution. That is changing the way people live, work, and relate to one another. Build back better is one of the slogans. The WEF is an international network of some of the wealthiest, most politically powerful people on the planet, based in Davos, Switzerland. The WEF positions itself as the thought leader of global capitalism. Well, I'm going to tell you what, Davos, sitting up there on the high mountain top with the poop heads, and your worst Lucifer, the light bringer, and down to, in below. In January 2021, this is important, people, I'm telling you. Several WEF partners, including Microsoft, Oracle, Salesforce, and other mega corporations, announced a coalition launching the Vaccine Credential Initiative, which aims to institute the QR code-based vaccine passports across the U.S. Okay. The stated goal of the Vaccine Credential Initiative is to implement a single smart health card that could be recognized across organizational and jurisdictional boundaries. In the U.S., some states are already deploying digital smart health cards developed by the VCI. These smart health cards have laid the basis for a de facto national standard for vaccine credentials. And a nonprofit established by the Rockefeller Foundation called the Commons Project. This stuff goes on and on and on and on. And, you know, I mean, it goes into who is the MITRE, you know, and it says they were basically based in Northern Virginia. MITRE is a military intelligence think tank funded to the tune of $2 billion a year by U.S. agencies, including the DOD, is led almost entirely by former Pentagon officials and ex-intelligence operatives. MITRE was founded in 1958, as a joint project of the U.S. Air Force and Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT. The Kami Project and all that stuff, K-M-A-I, K-A-M-I, Kami, as in a ghost, developed command and control system for nuclear conventional warfare. And then you see they were the ones that basically, to a great degree, provided command and control communication system to the Vietnam War. They had all kind of sensor electronic fences that composed mainly of acoustics and sensors to pinpoint the movement of Viet Cong, North Vietnamese troops, so the U.S. military could target them for destruction. Now, suppose they do that in the United States here. All right, well, let's look at another particular one here, another particular case, all right? So that, let's see, here it is right here. New patent proposes digital surveillance to vaccinate people based on social credit style scores. Patent and trademark attorneys Dr. Gail Ehrlich and Meyer Fenster of Ehrlich and Fenster recently had a U.S. patent approved for a technology that aims to surveil people via their digital activity and give them a score that defines the potential level of super spreading activity of each individual, and then vaccinate people based on the score. In other words, they're going to hunt you down and then come to vaccinate you, all right, based on what you're doing online and all your stuff. And then also, as you pass through places where there are cameras, and, you know, of course, old Zuckerberg, Mr. Meta Universe now, he has gotten rid of all the facial profiles, all the facial recognition profiles, and they deleted them all. Bull crap! In my opinion, they just had them up in the cloud, and the NSA probably just purloined them, CIA, NSA, MITRE, all these people. And the Red Chinese. So here it is. The PAT proposes collecting a wide range of personal information. This is what they're planning for you, and are already not planning, they're already doing it. Because I know in California, certain local police agencies, police forces, they've tested this stuff, beta tested this back a number of years ago. A wide range of personal information, such as sources such as mobile devices. And remember, you got a mobile phone, they can hear every word you say. They can relocate, they can locate you and all that. Apps, what type of apps, your social media, web browsing records, right? Payment records, medical records, employment records, and then the government and surveillance cameras. So all the surveillance. So what they suggest collecting, highly specific personal information via these sources such as precise location data. They want to know exactly where you're at, the length of time people spend at the locations they visit, the ventilation rate of the places that people visit. In other words, how much airflow goes through. Images of people looking at the screen of their mobile phone. So when you look down about every 3 seconds to see if you got a new text, they're taking a brand new picture of your face, you dummies. Also, the TV, the cable TV systems, the new smart TVs, the smart refrigerators, all that stuff. You know, the one where you can see inside your refrigerator. Oh, don't you think that takes a picture of your face? You know, they used to do it with the fax machines, with all the stuff. Now it's just your picture and the whole bit. The ventilation rate of the places people visit, images of people looking at the screen of their mobile phone, and sounds from the microphones in personal devices. Yes. And then you got your laptop and your and all of your stuff, your big computer. Facial recognition data, yes. So anyway, they're going to create the Chinese social credit score, kind of a style that determines when you should be vaccinated, but also propose the technology that could be deployed as part of a dedicated mandatory app where the government orders the citizens to install a dedicated application on their smartphones or other personal devices like tablets, smartwatches, smart glasses, Fitbits, any of this kind of a thing, all right? All because of the vaccine and all of that, the COVID-19 and whatever else are getting ready to come. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. This stuff is getting beyond the pale, all right? Getting beyond the pale. And I don't know. People are saying, am I on tonight? Are you well? Hagman is on tonight. So apparently we're getting Hagman on the show, and they're not putting it on. Mine is not popping up on the other side. I'm doing the show right now. So for those who are there, Global Star is playing Hagman right now. I don't know. And I don't have a way of contacting him essentially right now. All right, brother. God bless you. All right. Anyway, he's working on that right now. So I'll just keep doing the show, and we don't know what's going on. And that's kind of the way it goes these days sometimes, because I'll tell you, the same people, the MITRE's and all these people, and the NSA, the necrophiliac Shiite arseholes, and the CIA, and all the different people, instead of getting ready to fight the Red Chinese or the Russians or whoever is coming against the United States or our allies, they're training the military to come and to grab you and to vaccinate you or to take you and kill you in the guillotines and in the camps. So anyway, the fact of the matter is here, and I'm just going to quote somebody that told me today. They said the tipping point has basically just about arrived. We're hearing about all of these people. Ford Motor Company going to fire if you don't get vaccinated. They've sent it out to 32,000 of their management employees. They ain't quite sure whether they can take on the UAW with that and their factory workers, line workers. You got all the military. You got all the police forces. You got all the nurses, these doctors, all these people. 8,000 people at Mayo's. Oh, Mayo's is a dumb. They're stupid. Mayo's is stupid, right? No! They're one of the most advanced medical institutions on the planet. You got 8,000. Their people don't want the vaccine. Why? Because they know what you know, okay? They know what we've been looking at for some time. And instead of all of that, you see, they've got to come for you and persecute you. You see, it's right out of Luke 21, isn't it? And here's what you got to say of that. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but understood they had nothing left to lose, and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would have very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport. And notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. That's Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn, who spent a long time in the Siberian labor camps, work camps in the Soviet Union. When he got out, he wrote that. He wrote that. So I don't know if I'm on yet for any of you, but you'll listen tomorrow perhaps on the archive, and that'll be the way we'll do it. I have to do it. But sometimes they come in. Good thing, brother. We're back on the air live, and the recording will all be posted as soon as the show is over, within about an hour or so. So you can listen to everything that, from up to now, but we're now, I've got the problem fixed, and we're all on live right now as it is. So, ladies and gentlemen, I started out with Revelation 3:13-17, the mark of the beast. Now, what is it that Red China Joe is proposing? He's proposing, basically, I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 84 million people are going to be without jobs. Actually, maybe more than that. So here's what it's going to be. They're going to turn you all into outlaws. If you do not want to take their black, gooey graphene oxide, pegylated lipid, graphene oxide turning into carbon nanotubes and constructs inside your blood that can receive their signal to turn you into the Borg or to destroy your life and to cause the cytokine storm to start causing the graphene oxide and other things in those supposedly spike jabs into eating your body alive, all right? And now, Billy Gates wants another 210 or 201 or whatever. He wants germ exercises on smallpox. And a whole lot of people are going to understand pretty quick. You're going to understand it pretty quick. You're seeing the shelves in a lot of stores. Not all, but in a lot of stores in a lot of different locales across the country. It varies some. But there's getting to be not as much food. The fertilizer has all been, the production of fertilizer has been basically greatly curtailed. We're not going to have as much food next year. Because the sons of bucks and the sons of, you know what, over there in Glasgow and where Red China Joe just came from, while they had to go over there and take a nap. They want you to eat bugs and mealyworms while they feast on elk steak and filet mignon, all right? And high-class fish and lobster. They're not going to change their ways. They want you to be containing all of their graphene oxide or their carbon nanotubes in your body so they can control you. Surveil you, kill you, make you sick. It's just getting to be about the tipping point, is what I was told. Now I'm hearing that in the oil refineries, Dow Chemical, I think, in Texas is going to start firing people for not taking the jab, and that they're probably would go into the oil refineries and stuff next. And that is in Texas. And once again, anybody who's listening now, if you missed the first part of the show, there was a mix-up just in the computer stuff, and it was broadcasting Hagman's show rather than mine at the same time. So we're on at the same time, but on different channels, but it was gooped up in there. It's now been corrected. You can see the archive tomorrow and get the first part of the show, which I'm going to tell you is quite good, I think. It's quite important because it involves Revelation 13, Mark of the Beast. It involves who's doing it. And this is going for the gold. It's going for their Lucy Gold. All right? They're going for their deal to try to kill as many people of you off as possible so Lucifer can steal your soul. Oh, yeah, it's just getting to be there, isn't it? Just getting to be there, don't you think? I'll tell you, let's see what Jesus has to say about it. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. Now that's what Jesus is telling you. But let's go back to the beginning here of Luke 21. Let's go back up to verse 10. Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places. And I'm going to tell you something. The Cumbre Vieja is roaring up and around, and there's quakes and steam and new eruptions on a separate mountain next to it. You know, right across the thing. It looks like that whole piece of La Palma, the Canary Islands, is getting ready to fall into the planet, into the sea. And if it does, you're going to have a giant tsunami that hits in about 5 to 7 hours, hits the whole east coast of the United States and Canada and England and a whole lot of other places in Europe and what have you. But let's just talk about the United States to hit from Florida up to Nova Scotia, okay? Florida to Maine, and then it will kill approximately 65 million people. You have a tsunami. The original Swiss model I looked at years ago was 100 to 300 feet, traveling at about 500 miles per hour. That would then hit and then go in anywhere from estimated 10 to 50 miles inside the coastline. And to kill 65 million people. That means you're going to go to martial law no matter what. And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places. And famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. It's coming down to cutting time. Coming down to cutting time. Now, with respect to that, there was a lot of good articles written, posted today, it seems. We just go respect to that. You know, Thomas Jefferson and the Founding Fathers, they had a lot of wisdom. They said a lot of stuff. This is at NorthCarolinaRenegade.com, ncrenegade.com. November 5th, 2021, IRS Rainier. Doubling down and pushing chaos, the tree is mighty thirsty. Thomas Jefferson said, what country can preserve its liberties if its rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms. So if you go down and read this article, it's quite good. So he says, well, here we are. The Brandon administration has doubled down on the jab for your job mandate. You don't get to work. No money. This government is about to personally affect some 80 million plus people if estimates are correct. It comes as no surprise they decided to push back and punish us deplorables for not allowing them to control every aspect of our lives. Basically, they said, hey, I'm glad you enjoyed your victory Tuesday. Now, here's a reward for you, another, you know, poop sandwich. What will you do about it? Well, what about our Constitution? What about our laws? Our government can't just rule by edict. Oh, yes, they can, and they are, he says in the article. It's a great article because we don't do anything to stop them. Government should be afraid of their people, but instead, we the people are afraid of our government. Thomas Jefferson once said, I hold it that a little rebellion now and then is a good thing, and as necessary in the political world as storms in the physical. I guess I think the way I do and write the way I do because I have read and studied our founding fathers relentlessly. They are the best of us. Right now, our founding fathers are regretting that they shed 1 ounce of blood to secure the freedoms that we once had. And as the saying goes, they would have been stacking bodies by now. And then here's the quote from the article. Our forefathers did not politely protest the British. They did not vote them out of office, nor did they impeach the king, march on the Capitol, or ask permission for their rights. They effing shot them, okay? The vaccine mandate will be the spark that sets the whole brush fire of rebellion off. Are there enough freedom-loving people left in the world to stand up and fight against this global tyranny that we are faced with? It is said that our revolution, which founded this once great country, had only 3% of the people fighting. At this point, I'll take 1%, he says, and be happy. But we can't continue to wait. Every day, the screws of tyranny are being tightened on us, and we are fast running out of ability to fight back. And then he's got a picture of, looks like George Washington, perhaps. And he says, what, pray tell, are you waiting for, America? My crew and I would have been stacking bodies like cordwood years ago. It's an interesting picture. It's a good article. NCRenegade.com. Said, I didn't ask for this. I just wanted to be left alone. I am about to be personally affected by these fools who think they rule over us. The fact that I've made it this far without being affected is amazing, but it is why we keep trudging along. People aren't starving yet. People have jobs, and everyone is still comfortable. It seems this evil, which is encroaching on the world, aims to change that. I once had a conversation with a friend, he says, and told them the day that I have to show proof that I have a vaccine or to do anything is the day I start killing tyrants. Now, this is what's in the article. Pretty soon, many of us are not going to have anything left to lose. Now, this is an author unknown. The most terrifying force of death comes from the hands of men who wanted to be left alone. They try so very hard to mind their own business and provide for themselves and those they love. They resist every impulse to fight back, knowing that the forced and permanent change of life will come from it. They know that the moment they fight back, the lives as they have lived them are over. The moment the men who wanted to be left alone are forced to fight back, it is a small form of suicide. They're literally killing off who they used to be, which is why, when forced to take up violence, these men who wanted to be left alone fight with unholy vengeance against those who murdered their former lives. They fight with raw hate and a drive that cannot be fathomed by those who merely play acting at politics and terror. True terror will arrive at the left's door, and they will cry, scream, and beg for mercy, but it will fall upon deaf ears. Author unknown. How many people will cave and get the vaccine? It's hard to guess. I'm sure many will choose unwisely. Those that do choose to get it and go along to get along will just make it harder on us remaining who are holding the line. You'll never have to doubt where I stand. Even if I'm standing alone, it seems that the powers that be want a war. It seems they want chaos and a dark dystopian future. This is a great article. Obviously, they're aware of the effects of such policies they're implementing. The only conclusion is that what they desire for America, well, it's fast approaching, and at this point, I welcome it. Is it time? It's time to water the tree of liberty. And he signs that Wes. The tree of liberty, Thomas Jefferson said it, must be refreshed from time to time, with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's powerful stuff right there. NCRenegade.com, NCRenegade.com, doubling down and pushing chaos. The tree is mighty, thirsty. And I believe you can also go to SteveQuayle.com. I think Steve posted that today as well. So just to remind you, if you're listening now, the first part of the broadcast, there was just a mix-up in the computers. And it will be on. It's been recorded. And it will be on tomorrow or, an hour after the show tonight or whatever. Then a couple hours, it will be up on the archives of where you listen at. So, I don't know exactly when, but they've got a timetable now. It looks like January 4th, you know. But the timing to get vaccinated is like right now and through December for most people. And then they're going to start acting on it in January the 4th. So what are you going to do? You going to fire? Are you going to dishonorably discharge 350,000 American service people? Oh, well, do we think we might need them? General Milley, do you think you might need them? SecDef, do you think you might need them? Joe Beijing? Oh, you won't, because you're covered by the Chinese. But when the Chinese and the Russians go, when they go against the Ukraine and against Taiwan, and before that, the hyperdrive, the hypersonic missiles come out and go boom, 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 and take out how many ever targets they need here. They just take out the power grid. Take out the power grid. Or maybe they have the guys, the Middle Eastern guys in Poplar Bluff, take out the big high lines down there. Maybe that does it. Maybe they're going to do it at 9 key power substations in the United States rather than to use the electromagnetic pulse weapon over the center of the United States and take out all the grids. But if they do it that way, whether they take the grids down by Cumbre Vieja coming in, knocking out power grids on the East Coast, which then cascades the rest of the grid, and or sabotage of the 9 key power substation in the United States, or EMP up above, pop, pop, and then there goes the entire power grid, as in the novel, 1 Second After, by William R. Forschin, Forge Books, William R. Forschin, Forschen, 1 Second After. And then you could also read, as well as that book, Patriot, Surviving the Coming Collapse, James Wesley Rawls. There's a lot of other good books, but those are just two that go right into what's going on. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the food is getting taxed very badly. The farmers are over the world are having problems. The wheat crop is, in terms of the price of going out through the roof per bushel, all of it is starting to go up and up and up. The manufactured goods from China, of stuff that you need and want and whatever, right now you need to not think about your retirement because they're going to take all of that. The power grid goes down, your 401ks, your stock funds, your IRAs, your SEPs, all your stuff is gone. Your bank account gone. You think you might need long-term storage food, canned goods? You think you might need some gold, some silver? You think you might need medical supplies and that you need to maybe for your fish tanks have your different things? Do you think you might need ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine? Or you think you might need, for your fish, that is, amoxicillin or, Cipro or Keyflex or whatever it might be, or zithromycin, Zithromax, whatever? All of that needs to be continued to look at. And then as they're going to modify the crops and the produce and all the things, you need to be able to grow your own. So you think maybe that you should be getting seeds and putting them in a cool, dry place? That you should think about a greenhouse above or a hoop house to protect from spray from above? Because they're getting ready to engineer probably the death of about 7 billion people. 7 billion. I've read to you all of those quotes about that were in the old book. Alex Jones put together a whole bunch of them. Descent into Tyranny by Alex Jones. 9/11. All the different quotes of all the big hobnobs and the heebnobs, the big shots, all right? And it's just amazing. Here's what David Rockefeller said about the Chinese. Whatever the price of the Chinese Revolution, it has obviously succeeded, and not only in producing more efficient and dedicated administration, but also in fostering high morale and community of purpose. The social experiment in China under German Mao's leadership is one of the most important and successful in human history. David Rockefeller's statement in 1973 about Mao Zedong in the New York Times, August 10th, 1973. You see, that's where they're going, right to that look. And here we go. Let me just read one of these others here. Let me read one of these because it just gets to be. In the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation. Prince Philip, as reported to Deutsche Press Agentur, August 88. Here's David Rockefeller. We're on the verge of global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order. Now, when you think about this Youngkin guy, allegedly, as I recall, somebody said to me that he might have been the chief operating or chief executive officer of the Carlyle Group. Now, the Carlyle Group is one of the largest defense contractors, and they own a lot of shares and stuff and a lot of other defense contractors. But you remember who the principals in the Carlyle Group were? Poppy Bush, the Queen of England, a whole lot of other secretaries of defense and intelligence operatives running it, involved in it, and owning stock in it. But also the Bin Laden family. They own the Iridium satellites with the Carlyle Group did and all that kind of stuff. So here's Poppy Bush. It is the sacred principles enshrined in the United Nations Charter to which the American people will henceforth pledge their allegiance. President George Herbert Walker Bush addressing the General Assembly, United Nations, February 1, 1992. So, if this Youngkin guy, and if you noticed on all the TV things, all the people really talking him up were all former Bush speechwriters, employees, etc. Here's another one from the Prince Philip. I don't claim to have any special interest in natural history, but as a boy, I was made aware of the animal fluctuations, annual fluctuations in the number of game animals and the need to adjust the cull, C-U-L-L, to the size of the surplus population. You're a game animal out there, people. And the Luciferian elite are going to kill you to reduce the surplus population to where they can manage you. Now here's George W. Bush. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator. George W. Bush, December 18th, 2000, CNN. Anyway, they want to kill everybody except for about 500 million. It's in the Georgia Guidestones. You want to keep old Hawk in the air, and I hope you do. Anything would be most needed and welcome, let me tell you. Getting pretty hard anymore, but better reserve note, a bit of silver, gold, check, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And oh, I'll tell you, the tipping point is coming up pretty quick here. I'm hearing that from people in law enforcement, the military. I'm hearing it from doctors. I'm hearing it from people all over. Certainly from the good, tough patriots and veterans and what have you. But you see what they're trying to do. I think another good article up today was by Mr. Hodges, right? And America's entered the false flag zone, and this is only the beginning, he says. So, he says, with law enforcement and a virtual stand down, it is very clear that very soon that surviving in America will consist of an every man for himself attitude. He says, in the past, I provided excerpts from a survivor of the Bosnian Civil War and advice for Americans as we descend on the same path that he experienced during the Bosnian Civil War. This should have wakened America, but we slumbered on and let the 2020 election be stolen, and how we are now an occupied nation awaiting final disposition. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your home, Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high tech to strike down the enemies of the Lord and of America. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready out there. Mickey Lapua, stay on the optics, baby. You got the right side picture than squeaky. Don't jerk it. Road and track, little L. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil, because he loves you. And he loves your mommy and loves your daddy. And your daddy out there, enjoy what you're doing, right? Because it will stay instead. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and prepare. Get another can of chunky soup or Progresso soup, if nothing else. It's more water.